Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We haven't done this for a while.
It's time to play
What's That Sound?
And what was happening while the sound was made?
Yes, all right. This time it involves my husband, Kurt. John and producer Jessica, what's that sound and what was happening when it happened?
Oh, man. Oh, right down to the buttocks. Oh, whoa, easy now.
Well, I have an idea what that sound might be and what's happening as the sound's being made.
Okay, no, John, stop. It's not going to put that on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Okay, I hate to ask this, but can we hear it one more time?
Oh, please, let's hear it again.
Oh, man. Oh, right down to the buttocks. Oh, whoa, easy now.
Okay, Jess.
I can listen to that all day.
I mean,
were you scratching his back or something? Because I know sometimes, you know, when you get that real bad, like, itch on your back and you finally get it scratched.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that feels like.
You can't get it, and that perfect spot is hit. You're like, oh, yeah. That's a good guess, actually.
You don't want to make a real guess, John.
I'm the only person that thought that when they heard that. Oh, that's right. I wash my ears out with soap. I apologize.
Okay. No, here's what it is. Our daughter bought us an amazing massage chair. And so Kurt was sitting in the massage chair as it was working. And let me tell you, this thing works it big time. And
obviously.
Oh, man. Oh, right down to the buttocks. Oh, whoa, easy now.
So Jessica was pretty close, actually.
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, it is like kind of getting a scratch that you've been waiting for forever. I mean, it even massages your hips and your buttocks.
Right. Well, that's an incredible present, and I'll be over promptly.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you guys renting it out at all?
No. But here's the thing. Kurt sat down to do this before he used the chair.
What are you doing, Kurt?
Reading the warning instructions for that bitchin' chair back there.
So you read through all the instructions before you use it.
Yeah, I want to knock my teeth out or something.
I think that's great. Do you know how many people don't bother doing that?
Yeah, this guy.
I was just going to ask, do either of you, when you go to get, do you read through the whole instruction booklet before you utilize it?
Well, for a massage chair, you plug in, you sit, you press a button, boom. I mean, what do you really need to know?
There's like 10 different buttons you can
push
on this.
As you go. Although I did learn the hard way that I probably should have read the instructions on my vacuum sealer for plastic bags before I used them.
That sounds like something you should read the instructions beforehand.
I clearly just said I should have.
Although I do have to say, we recently got a new washer and dryer, and Kurt handed me the instruction manuals, and I just looked at them and I said, yeah, no.
No.
I do not need
Congratulations to the very relaxed husband of Tammy, Kurt, who just really...
Really
has a thing with that massage chair.
I love it too.
Oh, man. Oh, right down to the buttocks. Oh, whoa, easy now.
John and Tammy on San Diego's country station, 103.7 KSON.